Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Beitza daf Lamed Dalad. Beitza Lamed Dalad. We left off Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, and the two dots around 10 lines up at the bottom of the page. We had said in the Mishnah, there's a machlekes whether one can gather the different slivers of wood that was in the chutzar to make a fire. Tanabarim. Megam el chutzar madlik, there's a brisa that brings the same machlekes in the Mishnah. One can gather the slivers of wood from the chutzar and make it fire. That whatever is in the chutzar is in the muchan, and therefore it's mutter. Remember, we had the Mitzvah in the Mishnah, Amad Amad said that no, even that which is in the chutzar is not considered prepared, only that which is in the house. This price is going according to the opinion of the Mishnah, that which is in the chutzar, even that which is in the chutzar, is considered already muchan. However, says the Braisa, but one is not allowed to make piles out of it. Even according to that opinion, that's Muchan, making piles is prohibited. For Rabbi Shimon Matar, Shimon's Matar, even making piles is Mutter. Mike Kamiflugi, what's the Machlek is whether or not making piles out of it is Mutter. Marsavar, Mechzi, de Kamachlif, Lamachul, Yamachrina, making piles gives the appearance that he's being busy now gathering this wood or this, these slivers of wood or this hay for the next day and for the day following, meaning you're doing preparation on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov, and that's a problem. Marsavar Kederasai Mechachas Lav, whereas if Shimon was mat there, he knows that the Kederas is Muchach, meaning he's making food, it's Yom Tov, he's making a lot of food, he needs all this wood, all the hay for firewood, he needs it in order to help aid in his cooking, and since it's clear, it's nicker that he's busy cooking, that's going to be Mechiach, that he's not gathering for the future. For Yom Tov, if his gathering is for Relv Yom Tov itself, and therefore there's no Gzeira, therefore it's permissible, that's according to Rav Shimon. Again, Tanakam was concerned, people may not notice that, and therefore it's a Gzeira. Asks the Rishayim, why is it not an issue of Ma'amir? We're talking about an issue of it's mechzi. It looks like when you're gathering up these different pieces of wood, whether hey, it looks like you're gathering up for after Yom Tov or not. And that's the machlekes whether it's usher. What about the issue of the raisa of ma'amer? Why is that a problem? Ma'amer. So the Rashba answers over here. We had this taste already two blad ago on the Mishnah, and the Rashba says over here. This is both the same side that. The Isser of Ma'amr is only b'makam gedulei. Only when you're doing Ma'amr, when you're gathering, the Isser of gathering up is when you're gathering at the place where it grows, at the source of where something grows, it gets cut, and then you gather it up. Gathering there is a problem. But gathering something up when it's not at its original location, that's not an issue. And over here in our discussion, we're talking about something not at its original location, and therefore Ma'amr itself wasn't the issue, rather issue of a rabbinic gezerah, whether or not it looks like you're preparing doing work on Yom Tov for after Yom Tov. We said in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to make a fire, you're not allowed to produce a fire. We said from wood, from stones, the Mishnah gave various cases. My time, why is one not allowed to create a fire on Yom Tov? Mishnah to come Mailad be Yom Tov, because he's being Mailad Yom Tov. If you recall, we discussed earlier in the Masechta the idea of Mailad. The Gemara has discussed this, not this is the second time we've had already, this idea of Mailad. In the Masechta, we pointed out from Rashi and Shabbos, Taftan Aleph, that there's a difference between Mailad and Nailad, which is also found in the Masechta way back on the Beis. Nailad and other places. Nailad is the idea that something that didn't exist came into existence. It's from the family of Muktzah. It's a concern of Muktzah. Rashi explains Mailid creation is a separate Isser. Rashi explains that in Shabbos Daf and Alpha Beis that when one crushes ice, if he's crushing ice, it's like if he's creating a new entity. When he crushes ice into water, he's creating a new entity, and that creation is Asher Shabbos. That's the main idea. The whole idea of Malachas are to not do 39 creative acts. Certainly creating something would be part of the Isser. Of it's an issue of being Mailad on Shabbos. Again, even those that say Nailad is Mutter, let's say you don't hold a Muktzah, so Nailad can be Mutter. Nailad is something which comes into existence by itself through Shemayim, naturally just wasn't there when Shabbos started. You have to start it as Nailad. Even those that say Nailad is okay, is permissible, is not a problem of Muktzah or the like, Mailad can still be Asar. Agamar is to a Mailad, that's based again, we'll explain this all based on Rashi in Shabbos and Aleph, and we've spoken out earlier in this Pesachta. There is a Rav that learns, seems to learn at least, that Mailad and Nailad are all in the same category. He seems to put it together that it's Mailad, Agamar saying Mailad, which is also an issue of Nailad, and it would be specifically according to the same opinions to hold a Nailad, only they would hold a Mailad. The Rambam learns the issue over here is the issue of the fact that it could have been done before Yamtiv. Making a new fire, you could have had a fire blowing to the smoke until today. We light, even if a person doesn't need to light a yahrzeit candle, for whatever reason, people light yahrzeit candles now, or they leave a stove on, they keep a fire going consistently from the beginning of Yantiv. You don't have to make a fire on Yantiv itself. Since it could have been done before Yantiv, that itself is a problem. It's interesting. That itself, we're saying the fact that it's could have been done before Yantiv makes it mailed. It's funny how that fits into the words. But Rambam, the issue at least is, even if the words are not so geshmak, the issue is that it could have been done before Yantiv. The stipler asks over here, why Bechlal? Let's go to the basic Shav Rashi. That's a word of Mailin. You're creating something new and creating Zasser on Shabbos and Yontif. Why is it a problem? Since it's needed for Echel Nefesh, that itself should make a mutter. So Ramban explains, the Stipe explains based on Ramban, we spoke on this earlier, we spoke on the beginning of Ein Sadin, that there's different types of malachas that are relevant Shabbos and Yontif. There's malachas Echel Nefesh, or which could also be part of the category of melechas hana, melechas that we get hana from, and then there's melechas avayda, melechas of doing an avayda where it's not as directly connected to the hana. Yes, it could be down the road, it'll lead to hana, but it's not directly connected to hana, it's melechas avayda. Says Ramban, by Ein Sadeh, that's part of the, that's what explanation we gave, why Tzedah, which also seemingly trapped animal in order to eat it, should be permissible to say Echel Nefesh, the melechas of Tzedah, the melechas over here, of creating a fire is considered melechas avoda. It's not ready. It's not advanced far enough along to be in the category of melechas hana, which is again a general term for melechas for eichel nefesh. And therefore, even though it can relate, it can be useful in the process of eichel nefesh, it's considered a melechas avoda, and therefore it's prohibited. That's the Ramban, the Stipe really explaining based on the Ramban. We use the same Ramban's explanation for tzad and tzad. And here we're using it again over here for not making a fire. Lemaisa, bottom line, making a fire out of us lecha. We know we take from existing fire and we move a fire somewhere else. We don't make a fire. What's the isser making a fire? Reif basically say the isser making a new fire is only midrabanan. Reif basically it's only isser midrabanan, which would mean either that this idea of meilud is drabanan. The idea of making a new fire out of is usser, but it's usser midrabanan. The tazav it says it's deraisa. Is deraisa. So big enough communis lemaisa. If it's drabanan, it's deraisa. First of all, what if you go into a house where you know people, they didn't know the halacha properly, and they made a fire on Yontif. They made a fire on Yontif they weren't supposed to. They had a fire created on Yontif. If you hold this drabanan and was done b'shaking, other people certainly can benefit. You don't have to worry about it. They can benefit. L'chil shouldn't have been done, but now that it's done, they can benefit. If you hold this deraisa, then it could be to us, not just the person who did it, the family that made the fire, even for others, it would be us. That's one afkina. The non-afkina, and this, I would caution is not necessarily the das of all the Pesachim, but it's one of the Gedele Pesachim, a big Pesach in Muncie, in Mechutin, Radinsky Shlita. He brings that Amira Lanachi Makam Tzerich Mitzvah. So, for example, if one needs, doesn't have food for Yontif, and needs to cook, but he doesn't have a fire on. So Amira Lanachri, if you hold that the whole Isser of the fire is a Isser Darabon, creating the fire is Isser Darabon, which is what Reif Paiskim do hold. So he suggests that the Chorish be Mutter to tell the guy to create a fire, tell the guy to create a fire. Like this is Amira Lanachri in the place of the Tzerich Mitzvah, and therefore Feichel Nefesh, and therefore it would be permissible. But he questions, there's one big concern. I'm sure Leizer, who's a Talmud, knows about this Psaki question. There's a big concern that if you have the guy put on the fire, light the fire, then you have to make sure that a yid does the cooking, right? Because otherwise, the problem of bishlakim. Separate issue, not a yontif issue, a bishlakim issue. Normally, most people who have goyim in the kitchen, they're very makbid. It's the most basic insight is that the goyim can never put on the fire. It's always the yid that puts on the fire. And like this, when the guy cooks, you don't have a problem with bishlakim. Over here in yontif, where you're going to have the guy put on the fire because it's you want to get the drabun of mir lakam on top of the is drabun of making a fire bichlal in order to eat for yamtiv. So over there, once the guy's put on the fire, you have to be careful that the entire cooking the cooking process, who's putting the food onto the pot? I should say the entire cooking process, but who's putting the food onto the pot? The food is being put into the pot by a yid. Okay, interesting halacha lemaisa. Now let's go further and We'll speak out more. You know, today Shuat Sach ask, why is this different than any time we could, you know, let's go further. We'll touch on it shortly. Says the Gemara, Eim Elav Mer Esrafim, you're not allowed to heat tiles with fire. You can't heat tiles with fire. We said in the Mishnah, you can't fire up these tiles. Why not? My kavod, what's the issue? Amar b'chanar b'echanan, hachab rafam chadash maskinan. The issue of here is making new rafam, new tiles. And the problem is, b'nei tap of lamed almelf should serach lebatkan, because you got to test them to make sure they're going to be viable. So you heat up these tiles, make them very hot, and sometimes they burst when you make them hot. Some tiles were not, you know, they're not destined to be able to survive this and be used in this process. And therefore, what's going to be? It's going to come out that you were busy. Rashi top the second line from the top. Top Rashi. First was the second line. Eshkach the tzarech shel tzarech. If the tiles break, it comes out that after you're busy with these tiles heating them up, if they break and weren't able to withstand the heat and this process, then it comes out that you're being busy with the tircha shel tzarech on Yom Tov, and that's a problem. Some say mishat tzarech lechasman. Some say it's opposite because you need to harden these tiles. Meaning by heating up these tiles, you're actually hardening it, which is a really finishing the kli, finishing making this kli. And therefore, even if you need it, even if you need it for Yom Tov purposes, you're not allowed to create kalim, you're not allowed to fashion kalim Yom Tov. You're finishing this product, and that itself is the issue. Tanasim, we learned in a Mishnah over there. This is basic dinim of treifas. Treifas, the fundamental difference between a treifa and vela is a treifa is an animal that has shechita, let's say you did shechita, but after the shechita, or it could be before someone noticed, but the bottom line is the shechita is possible because there is some sort of simani tarfas. The Mishnayos and Gemaras over there bring, in Chulin, bring 18 simani tarfas, the Gemara adds even up to 26 simani tarfas, different simani tarfas that typically the general guideline is a mum that the animal wouldn't be able to live for a year. But that mum, that's considered a mum that the animal can't survive with long term, it's considered a mum that makes it a treifa, that's the general guideline. There's much like is about that, that's the general guideline, that makes it a treifa. The veil is an animal that never had shechita. It dies without shechita, it was shot, it was killed without shechita, it was killed in Eifin. Unlike the shechita, that's nevela. Treifa is where you may have even performed shechita, but it's a psul treifa. Says the Mishnah over there in Chulin Adaf Nunvav, Darsa Ishtarfa Bekesel. Let's say this is talking about by a bird that someone stepped on, Ishtarfa Bekesel, or it was knocked against the wall, Ishritz Behema, or an animal crushed him for Cheses, and it's still fluttering. Veshas May says, and it lasts for 24 hours. Ushachta Yishachtik Shares Kasher. What's going on over here? There was no outside mum that was nickered to say it's a treifa, but perhaps we know it suffered this trauma, and we're concerned that internally there's a treifas. It's a good treifas called one of the cases of treifas is risik yivarim, that inside the body parts have been risik, literally means like disintegrated, but they've been smashed, they've been destroyed. It's one of the cases of treifas. So this concern of treifa can be alleviated once it survives 24 hours. We assume that if that was the case, if it was internally, if it was a treifa due to internal trauma, internal being smashed and stepped on, it wouldn't last 24 hours. Once it lasts 24 hours, that concern we're not worried about. Amar Blazer Bar Yannai B'Shem Rav Blazer Ben Tignis. We'll see how this ties back to our sugya momentarily. Amar Blazer Bar Yannai B'Shem Rav Blazer Ben Tignis. Tzricha Bedika, but it still needs a Bedika. Meaning, normally, we do Bedika on all of animals. All the birds after we shech them, we do a bedika anyway. But that's not that. Shannon pointed that already. But that's not an absolute obligation. That's a chumra we do. We machmer. We say let's check all animals, all birds, to make sure there's no simani treifa after we shech it. We should make sure we don't find any simani treifa after shech it. But really, make her a din. You can be simich on rave animals. There's no reason to be concerned of these issues. And once you shech it, everything looks good. You don't have to go to bedikas to make sure it's fine. That's the basic halacha. Except over here, in a case where there's a reisa, the fact that it was trampled, the fact that it was smashed, the fact that there was a concern that it has to live 24 hours before we shecht it in order to see that it's viable. So once it has that reisa, we also do a bedika after the shechita. The Gemara says there's a chiv to bedika. Again, we do bedika on all birds, animals, but this is talking about a chiv, an absolute chiv, not the chumra that we do. Says the Gemara, now here's what connects back to our sugya. Boy mine Rav Yirmiyahu ben Zera. Mal shecht to Yom Tov. Is one allowed to shecht such a bird on Yom Tov? Meaning, it was trampled. It lived for 24 hours, so now it gets the psak of kshera. Once you tell me there's an obligation to check it because there is a race, there's some sort of concern, and there's a real chiyev to check it now. So does that tell me that can be pause and say maybe I shouldn't check in the first place because it may come out that I'm doing a tircha shleil letzayrich when it ends up being found a mum or not. It says the Gemara, do we assume the issue of chazaka that this reyesi on Yom Tov and therefore say don't shecht it or not? Amalei, so Rav Zeir, it's back to Rimya. Tanina, we have a Mishnah. Our Mishnah, Emelav, and it's a refund. Looks like we can't heat up the tiles to roast the food on top of these tiles. Vavina, but we ask. My kavos, the problem, Rabbi Chanan, Rechanan, Hachab refund, Chadash Meskinan, Meshach Levadkan. We're talking about new refund, new tiles, which you have to check. They may burst. They may not be tiles. They may not be able to handle, literally to handle the heat of being used to roast on them. And therefore, and if it comes out, if you're checking them and it bursts, it breaks, it comes out that we did a tirchashot tzarech, and if it's a problem, so the logic is here too, we should employ the same logic that the guy by the bird, since it may come out when you do the bedikah, and you find it to have a smarty trefa, therefore, should we check in the first place? Amalei, no, ana mishat tzarech lechasman masinla. We learned the other pshat in the Mishnah. Remember, we had the top line. We had two pshatim. Is the reason why you can't heat up tiles because they may burst and it comes out you're doing tirchus l'tzarech? Or the other reason was because no, the tiles themselves are being completed; they're being hardened through this burning process. So you're doing a gemar kli, you're doing a makapatish on the kli. That's a problem in our case. By the burn, that's really not an issue. And therefore, according to that pshat, you have no raya from our Mishnah to the shaila. Now, before you go further. The Chachamim were bothered that we're being very busy over here with Tirchus LeTzarech. When it comes to Echlef, I understand Stam to Tirchus LeTzarech can be problematic. But over here, it's in the category of Echl Nefesh. He's busy trying to prepare food for Echl Nefesh. It may come out that this food's not kosher. Let's say you do the Vedika on the animal. It may come out that the tile breaks in the process of roasting. Fine, but the point is, it's being done for Echl Nefesh. We know we have Klalim already, we have Hayil. Once I'm allowed to cook for what I need, I'm allowed to cook extra in case guests come. We're not so medactic of a person doing what we'll call extra a little bit. We don't allow setting up a fully extra new pot, but you're allowed to add to the existing pot, right? So we have these ideas that we're not so makpid on being medactic to exactly the bare minimum what's needed when it comes to Echl Nefesh. So all of a sudden over here, are we so concerned over here, in this case, that the person may do a Tirchush L'Tzarech? Why is it more of an issue over here than in other cases of Echl Nefesh? As I affect the Pnei Yeshua, as I affect the Tzlach, as I affect the Echroinim, why are we so, all of a sudden, we're being so specific in Echl Nefesh? I think there's a simple chilek. Chilek is, over here, the whole thing may not be good. Over there, I'm cooking extra. I'm cooking something I may not need. Lamaisa, it's suitable to eat. I just may not need it. So it's all okay. Over here, my whole work could be for nothing. That seems to be the consistent theme by the tiles bursting or by the animal being a trefa. Okay, but that's not the answer that they give. The Pnei Yeshua asks another question to the question. We had a daf chafei that a behemah misukenes, a behemah that's about to die, and the guy's concerned that if it dies without shechita, it becomes not worthless, but worth a lot less than an animal that he's able to shecht. So he'll shecht to provide it that he's able to eat a kazayas of basar from it, roast and eat a kazayas of basar from it before yantav's over. So he's shechting it for yantav, he's clearly not. He's shechting it in order to save the animal that the money shouldn't get lost, but it's permissible as long as he's able to eat some of it on yantav. But the point is, over there we'll have to shecht of him sekenas. While over there, we're not concerned with the same problem over here that it may be doing it for nothing because maybe it's going to be trefa. What's the difference between here and there? As I frikti Pnei Yeshua. So Rosh Hashanah Zalman has a big aside. Now, the concept of hayil, that since I'm allowed to cook for what I need, I'm allowed to do extra as well, only applies on sveikas la'ba. Very interesting lumdus. That, what's the main insight? I'm not sure if I'm going to have guests. I'm not sure if I'm going to need it. On sveikas la'ba, we say, yeah, hayil says, once you're allowed to cook, keep cooking, and don't worry about what you may or may not need. On sveikas la'sha'avar, on a suffix, which is both our case over here, with a tile that may burst, or with the animal that may be a trefa, both of those, its status is already a suffix of what's existing. It's a suffix whether or not this tile is going to be strong enough to withstand being a tile that you heat up to roast. It's a suffix whether this animal already is a trefa or not. It's a suffix going on the past. Cesar, we don't get any lumdus, but he's saying a chilek, says the Rosh Hashanah Zalman. Again, the lumdus, why should only apply labah and not the lishavar? I'm not sure, but he wants to say that this that we say hayil allows to cook even with a suffix is dafka on a suffix going into the future. A suffix on the past, hayil doesn't work. That's what Shem Zalman's answer. Pnei Yeshua himself wants to answer that there's a basic chilek between the Mishnah on Daf Chafei and our case. Back in Daf Chafei, the animal is going to die. And if it's going to die, it's going to be worthless. And it was, again, not worthless, but worth a lot less money because you have to give it to the guy, you have to sell it, give it to the kelev. It's an nevela. It's an nevela if it dies without shechita. And therefore, al tefsid mamon, we're making over here, the animal, the bird in our case, already lasts 24 hours. I don't have to use this bird on yantiv. I could save it for after yantiv. Why shecht yantiv when there's a reisa? If you're concerned the bird's going to die and not survive, that's as far back on the chafei. I'll have some moment could be more lenient. Over here, we're talking about a bird that already lasted 24 hours. It already passed the test of whether standard we call resik. Now it just needs a new test of bedik after shechita. That new test and that new shechita could be done after yantiv. There's no urgency to do it now. And if we say leave that bird for after yantiv, that is the Pnei Yeshua's teretz. And same idea, I guess, the chorobi with the tile. Why did you have to use this tile? This brand new tile that wasn't used yet. Find another, something to use, and leave the tile to be used. If Yantav, why dafka use this tile which could burst on Yantav itself? Says the Gemara further. Tanya, we learned in a braisa. This is a famous price that comes up many times in Shas. Many times in Shabbos. One person brings the fire. One person brings the wood. One person is shefasik there. He puts down the pot, empty pot, on top of the wood. By the way, bringing the fire, which all these people are going to be chayiv for Malach on Shabbos. We'll discuss what the issue of the guy brings the pot. What could be the issue of bringing the pot? But all these people are chayiv for Malach on Shabbos. So the one bringing the fire, it's an existing fire. He's just moving a charcoal. What's the chayiv d'oraisa? So while he's bringing the coal, l'chor, the wind causes the fire to ignite, to get bigger. That's a problem of being over maver on maver, creating fire on Shabbos. Okay, or Yom Tov. Right? Says the main issue of here is, if this is a general bias about Shabbos, we're going to tie it back to our case of using tiles, heating up tiles to roast on Yom Tov. Let's see. So again, the one who brings the fire, the one who brings the wood, the one who brings, he's adding wood to the fire, that's pretty obvious. The one who brings the pot, the person says, discuss what the issue is. Echo maybe his mind, the one puts water into the pot, he's being over a bishul. Echo nesim, sechotavim, the one puts the spices, also bishul. Echo maybe even the one that mixes, big aside, mixing is bishul. Why is mixing bishul? Because when you're mixing, your Rashi explains that which is, let's say, on top, further from the pot walls and from the hottest part of the fire on the bottom gets turned over and switches place with that which is in the hottest place. So therefore, that which wasn't fully cooked yet, wasn't cooked, becomes cooked. It gets lashon Rashi says mekarav bishulei. It hastens the bishul. It causes it to cook faster. Which, of course, the basic malachim the chayim is. Therefore, it's only going to apply by something which wasn't fully cooked. It wasn't official kotzarchay. If it's not official kotzarchay, there's a problem of using a spoon to mix because that will lead to hastening the process of becoming mvushko tzarchei. Again, that's I may have said the achrayim. It's already the rishayim. Most rishayim say the issue of agasa would only be an issue of being megas when it's not fully cooked. Whereas the kolbe, famous kolbe, we have this Shabbos, very relevant for taking challant out of a pot that's on the fire or the like, taking food from a pot that's ready, that's still on the fire without lifting it up off the fire. The kolbe says that mixing even something which is fully cooked is a problem with the raisa of bishul. Question: I understand the lumnus. Why should it still be a problem with the raisa of bishul? Is ready fully cooked, but someone would say tafkum sam. If it's just getting better as it's ready fully cooked, but it's getting better as it cooks. But either way, the Kobe does say that it's usher midaraisa to mix even something fully cooked, and that's why we're machmer for the Kobe again, even if most Rishonim argue, we're machmer for the Kobe not to mix something that is on the fire. Again, it's the idea of being megas over here in our sugya. One who mixes is going to be melech deraisa, and the basic explanation is he's turning over, he's being mekarv bishulei, the parts of the food that wasn't the tafshel, wasn't close to the fire, he's making them close. And lastly, says the Bais Ari, Kulachavim, all these people above are Chayev. For a time, we went to the Bais Achu Chayev, Kulam Pturim. I went to another Bais that the only last one's Chayev, the rest are Pater. Gemara says very simple. Like Asha, I say, it depends when the fire was brought. When the fire is brought first, everyone behind him is going to be Chayev. When the fire is brought last, so no one did anything really till now, till the fire. Who's Chayev? The last guy brought the fire. He's Chayev for Bishul. He's Chayev for Bishul, maybe Mavir, but no one else Chayev for anything because until the fire is there, no one did any Malacha. This is where the fire is brought at the end. I understand that all the different actions that we just discussed, the doing of Malacha of Shabbos, El Shefas Kter, putting down an empty pot, my oven, what's the Malacha doing? We're talking about a brand new pot, and it's similar to the idea of heating the tiles. Just like heating the tiles, you're hardening them, you're completing the kli by heating them, if that was a problem. So to hear, the kli wasn't lushin elsewhere. The reason is you mean mitzar for the kli. You're hardening, purifying, solidifying. This kli was a brand new kli. Sticking in the fire solidifies it, and therefore it's a problem. That's the problem over here with the person who brings the empty pot. That's his. We're talking about hachamai skinan, a newer pot. Tanaban, tanavikram chadashim, a new oven or a new. The difference in the kiraim and the tanner is the whether it has the one hole on top or has the two holes on top. So this new oven with this really more of a stove. It's two stove tops. Harehein kechol kelim and tam b'chatzer. Like any kli that can be used, moved in the chatzer. Aval ein sach nes hashem. You cannot smear them with oil to smooth out the kli or to give them a shine. Ve'tashas nevadlus. You can't rub them with a cloth. And finas am sending kli to chasman. And you can't cool them off with cold water in order to harden them. After you make the boiling hot, you pour cold water on it, and that hardens it. That reaction, that heat, and then cold. causes a hardening and solidifies the kli. So all this is usher because what you're doing is you're being geimer kli, and it's a problem. However, if you're doing it specifically, if you're doing it to bake, meaning oven's very hot, and you don't want the food to burn, so you're cooling off the water in order the food should bake properly and not burn, that's permissible because that's an act for eichel nefesh. Your act isn't coming to specifically to coming to finish a kli. You're doing an act to do eichel nefesh, not to burn your food, and that's permissible. That's the way the idea comes from. Also, even turning down a fire, not to burn the food, right? There's leniencies in turning down a fire in Yantiv if the food's going to get burnt, again, because you're doing an act of eichel nefesh, it's direct eichel nefesh, and therefore it's permissible. Tanarabon, mulgenes ereshves ereglayim. This again is vital to talk about preparing food in Yantiv. We're talking over here about taking off the feathers from an animal. So mulgim esereish v'esereglaim, you could scald with boiling hot water the head and the legs of the animal to get rid of the feathers or the hair. The mahavan esabar, you could singe it with fire. Alvein teifan esabacharisas, you can't cover the animal with charisas. Charisas was like an ointment, some sort of a application they put on the animal, which helps remove the feathers or the hair. So that you can't do. You can't put on a plaster. You can't put on an earth. These different things they used to put on to help remove the hair. You can't cut them with the scissors. The ain gazin as a yark but spershalai, nor could you trim the vegetable with its special scissors. I'm sakin as a kundus for achavias. The issue with these things are that when you're cutting with the special scissors, it looks like you're cutting it for long term, not for yamtiv. It looks like you're not doing something just for yamtiv. You're cutting it to be able to keep the hairs, to use the hairs. You're cutting it for long term, whereas cutting it where it's nicker and you're just doing it to be able to eat a yamtiv, that's permissible. I'm sakin as a kundus for achavias. A person could prepare the kundus and the achavias. These are vegetables. Rashi says the chiddush of here is that even though these are vegetables that have a very onerous, a very difficult preparation, that's not a problem. It's preparing food, and that's fine, even if it's a shvitz to prepare these. The umasik of frani, and you can light and bake in a large frani, is a large oven. The chiddush is that this is an oven which is opens on the side. We had this in Shabbos. Oven opens on the top, retains more heat. All the heat rises, and it's usually the oven with one hole. It was wider on bottom, more narrow on top. It's a very strong heat, and the heat rises. The heat's all contained. Whereas when the oven door opens on the side, a lot of the heat escapes. It's considered less powerful for cooking. So there could be a tzad that you have to be busier keeping it hot, and that could be a tirchei seyantiv. Misha said this price says not a problem. Masikim afan befrani, you can light and bake in this befrani. Mechamcham antichi, and you can heat water in this antichi. Veinayfim befrani chadasha, you cannot bake in a brand new furnace. Shema tifches, because it might crack. Similar to what I said earlier, that's an issue with the tiles that might crack. And therefore, you can't use a new one, but one that's existing, you're ready, you're allowed to use. And again, the chiddush is that we're not concerned that you're going to be spending too much extra effort to keep it hot. It's fine. It's not considered a tircha yisera. The chiddush, by the way, about the chamban tichni, putting the hot water in tichni. Tichni was a big kli. They used to store hot water for a while. We're not concerned that the person who sees the guy heating up water or leaving water on tichni is going to assume, oh, he's doing it for after yamtiv as well. I could consume it early in the daf. We're not concerned in this case. It's normal to put the water on tichni for yamtiv, and therefore it's not a problem. Tarabban. Ein nevchen b'mapuach. One cannot, fan the fire with these fans. Aval nevchen b'sheferes. You could fan it with a tube. B'mesakon es hashpud. You can't fix the spit. B'mechadon esay. You can't sharpen it. You can't fix the spit, and you can't sharpen it. These are already machshirei of eichel nefesh, eichel nefesh itself, machshir nefesh, and the pasha says we're going like the chama who say that machshir nefesh arsa ayantiv. Only Rabbi Yehuda holds that even machshir amutar ayantiv. They also want to say even Rabbi Yehuda could be the author of this brisa. We'll go to pashas and the brisa is going again like Rabbi Yehuda going to chamim and machshir amasar. If you remember, we quoted Rashi just 2 days ago. Rashi said we pask like Rabbi Shimon legabe a davar shem iskaven legabe muktza, and we pask like Rabbi Yehuda lekula legabe machshirin. Rabbi Shimon also is lekula in those cases, and Rabbi Yehuda's machver, and over here legabe machshirin. Preparing machshirin on Yom Tov, we pass the kula like Rabbi Yehuda, so it would be geshmak to make this feel like Rabbi Yehuda as well. But again, we can simply explain that this price goes like not like Rabbi Yehuda, like the Chamim. Tanaban, the machshirin on Yom Tov is usher to be busy do malacha within the machshirin themselves. Tanabanan, emef vatsin esakana, can't crack a reed lissless b'malich in order to roast the salt of fish. And vatsas egas malis, you can crack a nut with a cloth v'chayshem tikara, and we're not concerned that the cloth will tear. You can crack the nut with a cloth, and we're not concerned that the point is that a person they used to crack the nuts with their mouth and were concerned he may hurt his teeth. So you put a cloth in between to protect his teeth from being damaged. That's permissible. That's already enough of a method of shinoyor. It's enough method of utilizing something which is not considered a tikkun mana. It's not a strong enough tikkun mana, and therefore it's permissible to do that on Yom Tov. The discussion is, we're not concerned that maybe the cloth is going to tear. What will be the concern if the cloth tears? First of all, the issue of tearing, purposeful tearing on Yom Tov, which we discussed the other day, even tearing in order to have my a piece of cloth or a piece of paper to separate to when I want to roast a fish. We had in the yesterday's daf on the griddle that itself, or maybe 2 days ago, that itself, that's a problem of kareah because I'm getting benefit out of that which I tear. Over here, we're not concerned that maybe the cloth that's being used to protect his teeth will tear. Why are we not concerned, Taka? Very interesting. Rashi says, you know, we're not concerned. I feel the crash because even if it does tear, leifchuslan de ainz kareah. Amanas litfer. You're not tearing amanas to sew. The Rashi could have seemingly said with much more simple svara, like we quote from Reb Shimon, "Dover shemis gav is mutter." Your intent is not to. It's not psikratia, and your intent is not for it to tear. So therefore, we're not concerned even if it does tear because that wasn't your intent, and it's not psikratia. Acharet seemingly it could have been a simple explanation. The Rashi could have said, "Kiveg is actually bothered." Kiveg yes as a kasha. I don't remember if he gives an answer. Kiveg yes as a kasha on Rashi. Why is he saying the reason is because it's not to kareya amanas litfer? Why don't you just say the issue is the reason why? I'm sorry. The reason why it's not an issue is because it's a dover she'ena miskaven as a kivega. Either way, the kriya over here being kriya, if it ends up happening, is not a concern. Zak the Mishnah. Vayamar Reb Elazar. Aymed adam al muktzah. A person can stand by muktzah by foods. This is talking about muktzah. This doesn't mean the muktzah shed. This actually means muktzah. We're talking about, let's say, different papers that were left out to dry. They were specifically put on the roof to dry. So once they're in the process of being put out to dry, we know we spoke earlier themselves, they become slightly inedible. We decide that they are edible at the etchak. Some people eat, some people don't. But for these purposes, we're assuming these are not edible right now. And therefore, they are muktzah, says Rabbi Lazar, but a person can stand there by the stuff as muktzah, top of a maze, Erev Shabbos, b'shvias, on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, doing shvias for Eimer, and he says, we're talking about this for Erev Yantiv, is relevant for every Shabbos, and we want to take away this from muktzah, and he says, m'kani neich l'machar, from here I'm going to eat tomorrow, and that removes the concern of muktzah, v'chom Eimer, ad sh'yirishim v'yemer, he actually has to physically mark off the place, and says, m'kan v'adkan, from here to here, he has to mark it off, it's not good enough to do a verbal declaration, he has to mark it off. Now, why are we talking about a case of Shvi? It's very simple. We're talking about Shvi with top Rashi on the page. Shem Masanagbem. Because we want to take a case where you don't have to wear Meiser. Otherwise, you have an issue of Meiser on Shabbos. We know you can't take Meiser on Shabbos. So therefore, we don't want to be busy with the issue of Meiser. So we'd say we're talking about a case where there is no Meiser. Either it's a Yashmita or you could say Meiser was already taken. That could be another explanation. Why is there no issue of Meiser? I mean, again, the mission is Shvius, but they could have said also Meiser was already taken. That's not the point. The main point over here is that the issue of Muktzah can be taken care of as long as he says very clearly, we're planning, we're keeping our Das. Our Das is still intent on using those pairs on Shabbos. Therefore, it would be permissible. Machlekes Mishnah, how much of a demonstration you have to do is enough to just make a deeper, or you have to make a demarcation as well. It says the Gemara, Tanaban, Tanasim. We learned in a Mishnah over there. Now, just this is a chazar we had earlier in the Masechta, in this Mishnah, Maestros, but quickly just to review. The basic DMR that one is Machoyim and Shubas Maestros from when you have Gemar Melacha, when you pile up the grains in the field, when you have Gemar Melacha, and Kamesh and Rei Pnei Bayis, and it comes to the house through the front door. Rei Pnei Bayis, we know the old the generations of Iskanu Deiris, Chassidim Mishnayim used to bring it specifically in front of the front door, front of the house, in order to obligate the Chiyuv of Maisers. In the later Deiris, they specifically brought in their Karfiv, Chatzerei, Ganei, through his garden, through his chatzah, through his porch, in order to avoid Rei Pnei Bayis, in order to circumvent the Chiyuv, different ideas we've had in many times in Shas. Okay, so you needed to, again, Gemar Melacha, and you need to Rei Pnei Bayis. Halacha number one. Halacha number two, we'll go through three basic halachas, and then we'll see the Gemara. Halacha number two is that midaraisa, one's allowed to eat even before taking meiser, one's allowed to eat derech arai. Derech arai, temporary eating, not a derech kavias to kamil. Derech arai, one's allowed to eat even before Jerusalem is taken. There are banam gezer, however, that even, not only is derech keva aser, even derech arai is aser, al zera, there are banan. Halacha number three is that Shabbos itself has a cheshivas. Because Shabbos itself has a cheshivas, food that is done for Shabbos is considered automatically a dover, it's already considered a nigmar malach. It's already considered that it's like as if it's really pre-bias, and it'll be usher to eat from it, even aray would be usher because Shabbos is chashivas. What else is chashivas? Chatzar. The chatzar gets chashivas, even though it's supposed to be right pre-bias. Because I'll say that we treat the chatzar also that it's considered as if it's chashiv enough that no longer could you eat it without taking meiser, even there aray is usher without taking meiser. Again, we're noyeg that Midaraisa, derech Ari is always mutter, even after Rebbe Abayas, even after it's finished, Gemara Melachta Midaraisa, Ari is always mutter. Chacham say that no, once the Rebbe Abayas, we no longer allow Ari. In addition to that, we're saying Shabbos and Chatzar also create that same status. Let's see. Tanasim. You have young children. This focus of our mission was preparing that which is muktzah even before Shabbos. It's muktzah, it's not dried out yet, and preparing it to be able to eat on Shabbos. So once we're on the topic, we quote the mission over there in Maestros, which says that children that designate to eat on Erev Shabbos, eat on Shabbos, for Shavu Israel, and they didn't take Maestr, Lamat Shabbos, Leichel, Amkin Israel. They didn't eat on Shabbos. They didn't take Maestr beforehand, and therefore they didn't eat on Shabbos. On Matzah Shabbos, they still can't eat until you take Maestr. The Chiddush is, even though it's only designated by children, and it wasn't used on Shabbos, and it was only designated by children to be used on Shabbos, once it was designated for Shabbos use, that's enough to be Kaveinit, Echiv, of taking Maestr, and you can't even snack derech arai, a snack from it without taking Jewish maestros. So Tanami, we learned another Mishnah. Hamavir teinim bechatzir looks like one who spreads out the teinim in his courtyard for it to dry out. Bottom of an ebeisay, eichlemem arai. His bottom of an ebeisay could eat from an arai. Upaturim. And the putter from Shabbos Maestros. Why? Because by spreading it out to dry, you're demonstrating very clearly this is not Nigmar Malachtai. These figs, these pears are not Nigmar Malachtai, and therefore one's allowed to eat Arai still. Only when it's Nigmar Malacha is he no longer allowed to eat Arai. So that's the basic Hakdama to the Shaila. Boyminate Rav Merav Nachman. Shabbos, Ma'osh Tikba Muktzah LeMaaser. What about Shabbos? The Shabbos, can it establish that Muktzah now has a chiyuv of Meiser, but Dovrish LeNigmar Malachtai, on something which was not Nigmar Malachtai? Let's say you have Shabbos, and we're saying that you have these payers that weren't Nigmar Malachtai yet, and normally when it's not Nigmar Malachtai, there's no Isser of taking even the Rabbanan, you're letting it derech Arai, but maybe the fact that it's Shabbos, maybe Shabbos itself, just like when the kid designates food for Shabbos, that gives a chashivas. So what about the fact that Shabbos, is that going to be Kaveya enough to say that it now is considered Nigmar Malachtai, and therefore one cannot eat derech Arai? Mi'ar Minan, Kivin Diksiv, V'Karasa, Shabbos Einig, V'Karasa, V'Karasa, Shabbos Einig. Kava, the Torah is saying you should the Torah is saying that one should make Shabbos an einig, one should have special food, one should be focused on einig on Shabbos. Therefore, Shabbos itself is kaveya, and therefore one cannot take even derech arai. Afu davar shein nigmar malachtai, even if it's only malachtai, there's going to be iser of trumas ma'isros. I don't davar shein nigmar malachtai kava, but davar shein nigmar malachtai like kava. No, even though we're saying this is in of cross Shabbos einig, it means only in things that are already prepared, things that are already nigmar malachtai, will Shabbos be kaveya, and therefore one would not be able to benefit without taking trumas ma'isros. But someone who is not nigmar malachtai, even with Shabbos, it wouldn't be kaveya. That's the shaila. Amalei Shabbos kava, Shabbos kavas bein, but davar shein nigmar malachtai, davar shein nigmar malachtai. Shabbos itself creates a chiyuv to take Mishumas Maises, whether it's Nigmar Malachtai or not. Amar Leis, Rav is a back. The Shabbos in the Chatzar, why we say Shabbos could be the Chatzar? Ma Chatzar in the Kavas, El B'davish Nigmar Malachtai. Av Shabbos like Tikva, El B'davish Nigmar Malachtai. Again, we know there's two criteria. You need Nigmar Malachtai, Maker Din, and you also need Rav Pnei Abayis. Chatzar takes the place of Rav Pnei Abayis. But Chatzar alone is not enough to say there's a Chi of Shumas Maises. Chatzar alone only works on the heels of Nigmar Malachtai. You have Nigmar Malachtai and it's in the Chatzar. That's what's the problem. So say the same thing over here. Shabbos needs Tavka Nigmar Malachtai. Amalei, Sir Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Liman Aruchu B'Yadeinu, it's an old Liman in our hands. She Shabbos Kavaz, Pei Medav Shenig Malachtai, Pei Medav Shenig Malachtai. You ask to get a Svara, but the bottom line is we have an old Liman that we know that Shabbos is Kavaz, whether it's Nigmar Malachtai or not. Shabbos is Kavaz from Meisir. Amar Mazutcha Breda Vnachman, this is why this all comes up over here. Afanam Tanina, Vainam Blazer, we learned this in our Mishnah. This is our Mishnah from the bottom of Amdalam and Aleph, top of Amabez over here. Afanam Tanina, Vainam Blazer, Aymen Adam, a person can stand ala mukta on next to the pears that are mukta that are being set aside to dry out already. The sayings are to dry out. Erev Shabbos, right now the mukta right now they're useless. He stands next to Erev Shabbos, Mashvias. Now, why we say Shvias? Time is the Shvias, the La Varsuriyu. The reason why it's permissible, we're not worried about Meiser issues, we're only worried about Muktzah issues, is because of Shvias. We point down the Mishnah, that's why we specify Shvias. Or, we said, could have set a case where you already took Shubas Meisers, but the point is, Dafkadir is no concern. Make a Diyak Kabash Ashash Shvuf, would it be not during year of Shvias? Hachrami Das would be a separate issue, that it's, presumably you didn't take Meiser yet, you're drying it out, besides being Muktzah, you have a Meiser issue, because once you're going to want to eat this food, you have to worry about Meiser. We see very clearly that Shabbos is Kevaz. The Mars actually spells out for us. My Taima, Lav Mishum, Shabbos Kevaz, isn't the reason over there because Shabbos Kevaz. That's a Raya to what we just said, that Shabbos is Kevaz for Chumas and Meiser, for Chiev. Says, Merloi, Shani Asam, Kivin, the Amr, Mekani, Eichel, Lamachar, Kavalei Lui. Since he said, he proclaimed, if it sounds familiar, it should. We had a couple of bad ago in this Pesach, the idea of Achshavi, famous idea of Achshavi. He's Machshavit. Since the Gavir says that I'm going to eat from this place. Kavli Elui, he's Kaveya, he was Machshav as a food, and he's Kaveya the obligation to take Shabbos Maisos. But Shabbos alone, maybe wouldn't be make a Chiyav. His declaration, he plans to eat from there. That alone, it makes enough to make the Chiyav. Yachi Esamar, Mayer Shabbos, Avichonami. If the verdict says declaration is what's causing it, so why are we saying Dafkan Shabbos, even in the weekend? What's the focus of Shabbos? It says, Mahakamash Balan, the Tevel Mukhan, it's a Shabbos, Shemav Avisaknai, Mesukin. The Chiddush is, the mark continues, we're going to stop over here. The Chiddush is that Tevel is Mukhan, it's Shabbos. Even though Maker did Tevel, you can't take Shabbos Maisa Shabbos, so one would say that something which is Tevel, once there's a Chiyav, Shabbos Maisa, that renders a Tevel, and now it's Shabbos, it should be no good, it should be Mei Mukta, because even with whatever declaration you're making, it's not going to allow you to take Shumas Maisa and Shabbos, and therefore Shumas Muktzah, Kamashman, that's not Muktzah. You know why? Since if he does do it, it's the Rabban, not take Shumas Maisa. The Maisa, if he does it, it works, but the evidence works. So since it's theoretically possible, even though it contains the Eirin Isser, very interesting, since it's possible to take Shumas Maisa, therefore it's still going to be considered Mukhan. His declaration before Shabbos, he plans to use this, is enough to say that it's Mukhan, and therefore the fact that he can't take Shumas Maisa is not a problem, and therefore that's the Chiddush of our Mishnah, that's what the Mishnah specifically picked the case of during Shabbos, not during the week, because we want to bring out that Chiddush that's considered Mukhan, even though Shumas Maisa can't be taken. We'll pause over here and pick it for tomorrow, Mitzvah. Actually, there is an interesting Shaila that they discussed based on our Gemara, but we'll reference it more tomorrow, but about using Peiris, using fruit. We're talking about being Kaveya, and Kavas could use fruit as our meal, as one of the meals. People, I mean, sporn halacha, that at least according to some shitas, at least b'tieved, won't use peiris, b'yitzah shal shudas. One of the sources is our sugya. We'll pause the very picket tomorrow, Mr. Shem. Have a wonderful day.